This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, April 18th. God's word for you today is right people. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14, and it says, "Don't develop partnerships with those who are not followers of Jesus' teachings, for what real connection can exist between righteousness and rebellion? How can light participate in darkness?" Over the past few days, we looked at the reasons why we need to be a part of a community, why we need to join a team, and why we need to be part of a team. However, in choosing a team or in joining a team, there are a couple of things we should look out for. This is our focus for the next few days because it is not enough to just join any team. You can join a team that is going straight to hell, but you will not in Jesus' name. You can join a team that is going nowhere, or you can join a team that is not going to help you become all that God has created you to be. So, when choosing or joining a team, what should you and I look out for? What are the things that are huge in God's heart that you and I must align with when choosing or joining a team? The first thing is, choose people who want to love and serve God. People who want to love and serve God are not perfect people, but they want to move towards Jesus. They are not perfect in their service, but they want to be better at serving God and loving God. If people who are closest to you do not love and serve God, you are going in the wrong direction. You are certainly not going in the right direction. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14 says, "Don't team up with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership, that's war. How can light live with darkness? Is light best friends with dark? Does Christ go strolling with the devil? Do trust and mistrust hold hands? Can light be best friends with darkness? Absolutely impossible. How can Christ and Satan agree on anything? Is that even possible? But Pastor, we are not to judge people. However, you know that your company is not following God. You are not judging them, but you know, in case we are still in doubt, God's word makes it absolutely clear in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. People that want to love God and serve God are not perfect, but their hearts are good and their heart is to grow. The second thing is, choose people committed to growing in character. We are typically attracted to talented people, skillful people, but talent and skill are not enough. You need to choose people who are committed to growing in character. And there are three things I see and you can also look for in people that are committed to growing in character. The acronym for them is HIG. The H is for humility, the I is for integrity, and the G is for generosity. Let us pray. Father, teach me to love and serve you daily and to commit to growing in character daily. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.